Get your ears wrapped around the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast. All the scoop you need to know, from college basketball to the NBA and even March Madness. News of your rising stars. Topics on and off the hardwood. This is the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and today we actually have a lot to discuss as we get ready to prepare for the All-Star Game and All-Star Week. We have college basketball to discuss, some games that happened last night, as well as some games around the NBA. There were quite a few games around the NBA last night, whereas tonight not so many because of All-Star break and things like that. And then we do need to get into who has been moved up to the All-Star game as well due to Kevin Love's most recent injury. We have some talk on Draymond Green as well, Russell Westbrook, James Harden, Isaiah Thomas had phenomenal games last night. So we have a lot of news to get to as this episode progresses. So first off, I wanted to start with the NBA and give you guys a quick recap of last night's game. So first off, we had the Spurs take on the Magic in Orlando. They defeated them 107-79. LaMarcus Aldridge of the San Antonio Spurs, he had 23 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists. So he had a phenomenal game out there for them in that win. The Indiana Pacers fell to the Cavaliers 104-113. Glenn Robinson III, he had 19 points, 6 rebounds, and 2 assists, but it was just not enough to get it done for the Pacers against LeBron and his 31 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists. The 76ers fell to the Boston Celtics. We are definitely going to be discussing Isaiah Thomas later on in the podcast after his phenomenal performance last night, as well as just what he's been doing this season. The 76ers lost to the Celtics 108-116. Isaiah Thomas last night for the Celtics, he had 33 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists. Then the Charlotte Hornets lost to the Toronto Raptors last night 85-90. Kemba Walker of the Hornets, he had 24 points, 4 rebounds, and 9 assists, so just one shy of a double-double. Kyle Lowry of the Raptors, 21 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists for the Raptors last night. The Milwaukee Bucks got it done, beat the Brooklyn Nets by 4, 129-125. Giannis of the Milwaukee Bucks, he had 33 points, 9 rebounds, and 3 assists, so again, consistency coming out of the big man there for the Bucks. Brook Lopez of the Nets, he had 36 points, 4 rebounds, and 1 assist. The Dallas Mavericks fell just barely to the Pistons last night, 91-98. Dirk Nowitzki, 24 points, 10 rebounds, and 3 assists. John Lauer of the Pistons, he had 20 points, 8 rebounds, and 1 nice block for him in that win against the Dallas Mavericks. Then the Pelicans getting ready to host the All-Star festivities. They defeated the Memphis Grizzlies 95-91. Solomon Hill of the Pelicans, 23 points, 5 rebounds, and 1 assist. Whereas Marc Gasol, 15 points, 12 rebounds, and 9 assists. So just one shy of a triple-double for him in that loss to the Pelicans. The Miami Heat defeated the Rockets 117-109. Hassan Whiteside, 23 points, 14 rebounds, and 1 assist. Now let me tell you about James Harden. He was the top performer in that loss for his Rockets. 38 points, 12 rebounds, and 12 assists. And we'll tell you what that means later on, like I said, when we discuss himself, James Harden, as well as Russell and Isaiah Thomas, and what they're doing this season with the stats that they're putting up as we start discussing this MVP conversation. The Timberwolves, they defeated the Nuggets 112-99. Andrew Wiggins of the Timberwolves, 40 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists in that win last night. Then we had the Portland Trailblazers going on to look for a win against the Utah Jazz. They could not get it done. They had 88 points, whereas the Utah Jazz had 111. Joe Ingles of the Utah Jazz, he had 18 points, 4 rebounds, and 4 assists. Then the LA Lakers, a tough loss for the Lakers last night against the Phoenix Suns, 101-137. Now, the Lakers are 7-25 away, so not really doing that well on the road. 19-39 overall for the Lakers. Lou Williams, he had 21 points, 2 rebounds, and 3 assists, whereas Eric Bledsoe of the Suns, he had 25 points, 10 rebounds, and 13 assists. A nice little triple-double for that guy in that win last night. The New York Knicks could not get it done, but I commend Carmelo Anthony. He had still 30 points, 4 rebounds, and 4 assists in that loss to the Oklahoma City Thunder, who defeated the Knicks 116-105. That was the final score in that game. Russell Westbrook, of course, doing Russell Westbrook things. 38 points, 14 rebounds, and 12 assists. The Atlanta Hawks went to go see the Clippers in LA at the Staples Center. 84-99 in favor of the Clippers. Blake Griffin, 17 points, 5 rebounds, and 9 assists. And again, I know I've said this previously, but I'm really happy for Blake with his return. I know that he was just itching to get back on the court, and it really definitely does show, especially in games like last night. And then my Kings, they lost to the Golden State Warriors, 86-109. They were on a 4-game winning streak. It's over. Matt Barnes, 15 points, 14 rebounds, and 3 assists. Klay Thompson for the Golden State Warriors, he was a top performer with 35 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists. And so we do have to get into a little bit of drama with the Warriors as well, especially Draymond Green and what he, he was ejected last night. So we're definitely going to discuss that as we move into more of the show. And then, like I said, so tonight is going to be kind of quiet in the NBA. We have the Washington Wizards going on to play the Indiana Pacers tonight, 4 p.m. Pacific time. So quite early, actually. And then the Boston Celtics and Chicago here at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TNT tonight. So real quiet, real slow in the NBA as we look ahead and move forward, getting ready to prepare for All-Star Weekend, All-Star Week, All-Star Festivities, All-Star Greatness. So this talking about the All-Star Game, we are going to discuss Carmelo Anthony and Kevin Love, what that means, what that's going to look like for the East, as well as what I think is going to happen in the West. We discussed this a little bit on the sports podcast earlier this morning, myself, along with my co-host Anthony on that show, and what we think is going to happen with Russell Westbrook and how it's just going to be an interesting game, to say the least. And I'm hoping that it is as interesting as I am anticipating it to be. But we are going to take it to a quick break. And when I come back, I'm going to give you guys some updates. We're going to discuss all of those stories. Draymond Green, Russell Westbrook, James Harden, Carmelo Anthony, Isaiah Thomas when we come back. And then we're going to wrap up the episode with a little bit of discussion on college basketball and some sad news for myself. I think it's kind of sad as far as bracketology and the president. So later on, that's coming up later on in the episode. So keep it locked here. You are listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast. I will be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline. And so I wanted to talk some more about the NBA before we shift gears into college basketball. So now, if you have been following this podcast or just following basketball in general or following just sports in general, then you know about the whole James Dolan, Charles Oakley, New York Knicks fiasco that happened last week. So since then, we did discuss last time I was in about some reconciliation that has happened between the two men. But then Draymond Green on his podcast, Dre Day, through Interrupted, said what he feels is that James Dolan has a slave master mentality. He said, I quote Draymond Green, "You're doing it for me. It's all good. You're doing it against me. You speaking out against my organization, it's not good anymore. That's a slave mentality, a slave master mentality. That's ridiculous. It was all fun and dandy when he was laying people out, taking fines and all this stuff for your organization. But now all of a sudden when he says something that he feels, it's a problem." So Draymond is, and I mean, I can see that maybe perhaps Draymond kind of relates to Charles Oakley in a fashion as a fact that, like, for instance, Draymond Green, he's not necessarily the quiet type. He lets it be known when he is frustrated, when he's upset, especially during a game last night. He was ejected in the Golden State Warriors went against the Kings in the second quarter of the game due to what he was disputing, a foul that was called on him against DeMarcus Cousins. So he's kind of like that guy that is kind of the rough one on the squad. He always has something to say. He's always, last year in the finals, if you recall, and throughout the entire playoffs last season, and just in general in the season, you know, he gets called for these things. He gets ejected. He gets flagrants called on him multiple times. It's not uncommon to hear that he was called for tech, was called for flagrant. So maybe in a way he's kind of relating to Charles Oakley as far as similar personality traits. Okay, and then so he thinks that with James Dolan treating him that way, that it wasn't right. And he did say, because he also criticized Dolan in the fact that Dolan had suggested that Charles Oakley has an anger problem or a drinking problem. And Draymond did say, it's not okay for you to go say that to the world as a multi-billion dollar organization. How can you even pin that on someone? Even if he does or doesn't, to the world now, people think that, or people think he is an alcohol, he has an alcohol problem, excuse me. How can you pin that on someone? Just throw that out there like that, like it's no big deal. That's grimy. I think that's wrong. So, you know, he's sticking up for him player to player as far as that's concerned. And so I'm really interested to see, because one, I haven't had a chance to listen to the entire podcast that Draymond had put out today. So had released. So I'm interested to see more about what he was saying and discussing when it comes to that, because we did talk about that before, and we've always also discussed this with Ben earlier this week, how this makes players feel, how this situation makes players feel, how it could and will potentially affect the New York Knicks during free agency and things like that, because players don't like that a lot. It's not just the fans that didn't really care for how the situation is handled, but clearly current players, new players, former players, things like that, these guys don't really appreciate what happened and how that situation was handled. So it's going to be interesting to see what more comes out. And as we go into free agency, how it will affect the New York Knicks organization. So speaking of Draymond Green, we can shift over to the NBA All-Star Game. So now the NBA All-Star Game, and we are all very much looking forward to that. And we have discussed once the starters were announced. So we've been following the NBA All-Star Game these last few weeks on the podcast. But Carmelo Anthony has now been set to replace injured Kevin Love for the All-Star Game. So Kevin Love has been, or excuse me, Carmelo Anthony was selected for Sunday's game in New Orleans as of Wednesday. So Anthony accepted the invitation from the NBA commissioner earlier in the day after he offered him the spot on the Eastern Conference roster. So this will be Anthony's 10th NBA All-Star game. He has had 13 years in the game, and you know, it's exciting for him. Carmelo Anthony said it means a lot. Don't get me wrong. It's still an honor to be named to the All-Star team, to go out there and represent despite everything that's been going on, that's surrounding us, that's surrounding me, that's surrounding our organization. To still go out there and represent not just the organization, but New York City as a whole. It's still an honor to do that. So, and that's what I'm talking about. Carmelo has had such a classy and such a nice response to everything that has been going on. He's definitely been taking the high road. And this is a great opportunity for the New York Knicks to get some good press, to get some good media through Carmelo Anthony. Because we've said this before, he could have just threw in the towel and just sat back in his chair and just not cared anymore. And like you see in last night's game, he's a top performer. He's still doing his due best despite everything that has been going on and circling around the New York Knicks. Kevin Love, he is out due to a surgery that he had on his left knee this past Tuesday. He is set to he's projected to miss 6 to 8 weeks at the least. And so it's interesting too, because if we, you know, pull out of the All-Star game and pull into the NBA regular season, there have been talks of a Carmelo Anthony and Kevin Love trade. There's been rumors and things like that. So, you know, it'll be interesting, because this is kind of what the situation would look like. We can see kind of, do Carmelo and LeBron have some chemistry when it comes to playing with one another? What it would perhaps look like if that rumored trade were to go through, if Carmelo was to get shipped out to the Cleveland Cavaliers, and we get kind of like a glimpse of that in the All-Star game. So I thought that was a lot of fun and would be quite entertaining to see. Speaking of All-Star game and entertainment, to see Russell Westbrook, we've discussed that. You know, Draymond, maybe he's acting out, you know, getting ejected in last night's game and things like that right before the All-Star game, because there's a lot of pent up tension. It's going to be very, very interesting to see how the guys play with one another. And now with the East, it's just funny because there's a lot of pettiness on both sides. I feel like it's a lot of just outside drama on both sides. So we'll see how well this game goes. Speaking of Russell Westbrook, he had another triple-double last night. And so Russell, James Harden, and Isaiah Thomas are doing the darn thing when it comes to how they have been playing this season. So Russell Westbrook and James Harden each had triple-doubles in where they have scored at least 35 points last night, and they are the most recent pair of players to have 35-point triple-doubles on the same day since Pete Maravich and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in 1975. So this hasn't really been done, so they're making history. That's definitely really cool. They both together now have 14 games of 35-10-10 this season, which is more than everyone in the NBA combined to produce in the previous seven seasons, which was just 13. Also, Isaiah Thomas, he's in this MVP conversation now because he is the 17th player in the NBA, in NBA history, to have at least 40 straight 20-point games in a season. His fellow former Knick, or excuse me, former Celtic, John Havlicek is the only other player to do so, excuse me, and he was also a Celtic at that time. So, and the, you know, of the previous 16, 12 are Hall of Famers. So he's in the company of Hall of Famers with doing this. So 12 are Hall of Famers. The only four that are not Hall of Famers is because they're not Hall of Famers yet. Kobe Bryant, Tracy McGrady, LeBron James, and Kevin Durant. So he's definitely in good company. Isaiah Thomas is, with the way that he has been performing. And it's really interesting to see, because we discussed whether or not Russell Westbrook would be able to maintain this throughout the season. It looks like he's going to. He's on a mission. He's angry enough to get it done. And James Harden, poor James Harden, he is always in this MVP conversation, but somebody just barely upshadows him each time. Last time it was Stephen Curry, the first time that he won the MVP. Now Russell Westbrook, if he averages this triple-double, I don't see why he would not get the MVP selection this season. So, you know, James, keep doing what you're doing. He's having one of his best seasons, if not his best season of his career. And, well, definitely his best season of his career. And his team, the Rockets, are doing well this year as well. So he's doing a great job, but it's just sad because, you know, he's doing all this. He's working very hard, but it's just getting a tad bit overshadowed due to Russell Westbrook basically averaging a triple-double at this time. So with that, we are going to cut it to our last break. And when I come back, we are jumping into college basketball. So keep it locked here. You are listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast. I will be right back.
Are you looking for the very best NFL and college football podcast? Then check out the GSMC Football Podcast. Get the latest football news, both on and off the field. From the NFL draft to trades to the rumor mill to the NFL combines, they got you covered. That's gsmcpodcast.com/football-podcast. Get updates on college rivalries, game day insights, and much, much more. It's football talk the way you want it. This show eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast. So we're getting ready to wrap up this episode. But before we do, like I said, we have some college basketball to discuss, as well as a disappointing announcement through ESPN that I am very sad about, but you know, it happens. And so first off, let's discuss the games that took place last night. So we had number 10, North Carolina, going on to see North Carolina State. They defeated them 97-73. Joel Berry, the second of North Carolina, he had 18 points, 3 rebounds, and 6 assists. And Dennis Smith Jr. of North Carolina State, he had a great game. 27 points, 4 rebounds, and 6 assists. But as a squad, they could not get it done against number 10, North Carolina. Then we had a top 25 matchup last night with number 12, Duke, and number 14, Virginia. Number 12, Duke, sliding by with 10-point victory, with a 10-point victory over Virginia, 65-55. Jason Tatum of Duke, he had 28 points, 8 rebounds, and 1 steal for his squad in that victory last night. And then we had number 18, Cincinnati, going on to challenge South Florida. They defeated them 68-54. Gary Clark of Cincinnati had 13 points, 14 rebounds, and 2 steals in that victory for Cincinnati. Tulane went to go visit SMU. SMU is ranked 19. We discussed that, how they jumped up in the power rankings this week. SMU won, defeated Tulane 80-75. Ben Moore of SMU, he had 15 points, 13 rebounds, and 4 assists for his squad. Malik Morgan of Tulane, 18 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists, making him the top performer for his squad. Tulane is actually 1-12 in conference play, 4-21 overall. So it would have been quite an upset if SMU perhaps fell to them. They are 13-1 in conference play. Now, 20, Creighton want to go see Seton Hall. Seton Hall is unranked with a... But look, they beat number 20 Creighton, 87-81. Marcus Foster of Creighton, he had 23.6 rebounds and 6 assists. But Kadeen Carrington of Seton Hall, 41 points. They came to do it. 41 points, 5 rebounds, and 7 assists. So... A great game there. So Arkansas defeated number 21 South Carolina 83-76. And I'm telling you guys, these wins and losses against ranked teams really make a difference, especially for the teams that are ranked low like this number, South Carolina number 21. This is going to hurt them in the power rankings, in the rankings for next week. Moses Kingsley of Arkansas, he had 18 points, 7 rebounds, and 1 assist. And Sedarius Thornwell of South Carolina, 27 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists in that loss last night. South Carolina is 10-3 in the SEC. Number 23, Maryland, 10-3 in the Big Ten Conference. They defeated Northwestern 74-64. Melo Trimble, he had 32 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists in his squad's victory. Whereas Isaiah Brown for Northwestern, he had 19 points, 4 rebounds, and 1 assist. Then we have St. John's. They went to go visit number 24, Butler. Lost to them 86-110. Tyler Wideman of Butler, he had 14 points, 10 rebounds, and 1 steal. So a pretty eventful night for college basketball, especially if you are a college hoops fan. And so tonight we have, thankfully, quite a few more matchups in the top 25 because, like I said earlier in the show, there's not going to be much going on as far as basketball is concerned in the NBA due to their little break that they're about to be having. So number 11, Wisconsin is going to take on Michigan today in Ann Arbor, Michigan. We have number 5, Arizona taking on Washington State in Washington. Utah is going to go visit number 7, Oregon. Oregon is currently 11-2 in the Pac-12, 22-4 overall. So that's going to be a nice game in Eugene, Oregon at the Matthew Knight Arena. We have San Francisco taking on number 1, Gonzaga. And San Francisco, they're 8-6, 18-9 overall. And the WCC, Gonzaga, still undefeated, 26-0. They are 14-0 in conference play. They are going to be playing in Spokane, Washington. And then to wrap up the night, as far as top 25 basketball is concerned, we have LMU taking on number 22, St. Mary's, a game here in California, over in the Bay Area-ish, Moraga, California. So that's going to be another good game. St. Mary's 22, they're ranked number 22, excuse me. They are 12-2 in WCC conference play. So Ben will be back tomorrow to give you guys the update on how those games went. And now we are getting ready to wrap up this episode of the podcast. But before I do, I just wanted to say, and I'm kind of sad about this, is President Donald Trump is not going to be doing the infamous bracketology. So, you know, when the president puts out the bracket. So the last 8 years, we've had Barack Obama putting out his bracket or bracketology. I don't know how they pronounce it. Bracket, his bracket. For March Madness. And so they have reached out to him, to President Donald Trump, and they have politely declined, which hopefully maybe later on in his presidency, or later on in, you know, depending, maybe next season, he might do something. I don't know. I'm just so used to having the president do it, because for the last 8 years, former President Barack Obama, he was doing it. So I don't know. I'm kind of disappointed, because I was interested to see what President Donald Trump, who he would have, you know, taking it all the way. I know that he's a fan of football, but I was hoping he would also be a fan of basketball, or at least college basketball. So I'm pretty sad about it. I say that they get President, former President Barack Obama back on and do his brackets again and just make that a thing. and just have it be a thing, regardless if he's still the president or not, because it's fun. It's a lot of fun. And it's, you know, he played basketball in high school and things like that. And it's just something that I looked forward to see, because I always wanted to see who President Obama at the time thought was going to go all the way. And if I should, you know, make some choices based upon what he's doing, or if there were some things that I didn't agree with, and I'd be like, what are you thinking? So with that, we are going to wrap up this episode of the podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and Ben will be in tomorrow to lead us into the weekend. So I will be back with Ben on Monday to discuss all this and all this fun that is going to be taking place this weekend. So we will see you guys next time.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, guaranteed to fill that podcast itch, whatever it may be.